This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Just when you think you've got life figured out. You're a parent now. Moose and Breezy hear your dilemmas.
Completely anonymous.
And 100% supportive for another episode of PXY Mornings. Parental Confidential.
Hello, Moose and Breezy. My 9-year-old keeps getting roasted by his friends. Well, welcome to the club, buddy. It's just another day at the office. Well, we do hate bullies on this show. Pam from Miranda sent us this heartfelt message asking if any parents have had to deal with this same situation. 585-252-9800 is the number to call and give advice on this parental this morning. She writes in and says, "Hi, Moose and Breezy. Good morning. I love the show. I listen when I drive my son to school, which is more often now because he doesn't enjoy taking the bus as much anymore because he gets picked on. My son is 9. Keeps coming home crying because his friends won't stop roasting him.
So tough.
I've told him to tell the teacher, but apparently now they have roasted him about being a snitch. This kid can't win. I don't know what else to do. His counselor has talked to all the other students, and it stops for a couple of days until someone decides to say something, and then around and around we go. I have tried teaching him how to roast back or defend himself. But he's very stubborn about it. He just shuts down for the rest of the day. And I don't think his friends are trying to emotionally upset him, but I know how kids can be. Once they start and get a few laughs, someone else jumps in, and then they all gang up on him. At this point, speaking to the teacher or the school counselor has not seemed to help. I really need advice on how to go about this. Thank you so much." Well, if you have advice, we'd love to hear from you.
Absolutely. This is like really tough because there's a lot of kids that find themselves in this situation that don't really want to speak up about it because they don't want to be called a snitch and they don't want to be called a tattletale and they don't want to wear that scarlet letter and have kids pick on them more, to be honest. So it's that delicate balance. And also, like, if you go home and cry to your mom, like, and she takes action,
well,
it's going to probably, if that gets back to the bullies, not end up well for you.
What I'm very interested in is hearing how Pam taught her son to fire back. How did you teach him to roast other kids? that would be great to be a fly on the wall. And of course, you know, I remember at 8-9 years old myself, I got picked on a couple of times from kids I didn't know. But kids will do it more when they see that it affects you. You know what I mean?
Right.
They want to trigger you. A couple of texts coming in. The first one's from Chelsea. "Hey, good morning, guys. My son and his friends went through this roasting stage. You need to teach him, one, have a poker face, and two, the phrase, 'I know you are, but what am I?' And also, dude, are you feeling okay?"
Yeah, that's really my favorite one. That's my if you just look at someone who's being a jerk to you and be like, "Are you okay? Is something wrong?"
I think one of the things you like to say is just call somebody weird. "Oh, you're being so weird."
Yeah, like there's nothing that hurts more than if you're like, "Oh my God, you're so weird." Like, what? Honestly.
Guys, get him plugged into a new friend group who doesn't act like this. This current friend group sounds like they're actually being pretty crappy. Once someone's feelings are hurt, and especially when the teacher is involved, respectful kids know it's time to stop. Yeah, they could be your friend. I mean, me and my friends, we all roast each other. We did it when we were younger, but everybody has to take turns in doing it. If you're one kid and you're just taking a beating, it's not fun anymore. It's not how it works.
No, that's not fun at all. Let's see here. There's a couple of other people that are weighing in that said, honestly, I would tell him and encourage him to get new friends and leave those ones behind. They're not adding anything to his life but heartache and torture.
If you have to stop taking the bus for any given reason because of a situation like this, then all of a sudden it becomes harassment. That's what it is. Because now you're having to go out of your way. It's like somebody in the workplace getting harassed. You don't normally take the easy way out to get to the parking lot. Now you have to take the long way. Go on the opposite side of the building. Take the stairwell. Take the elevator.
But I would also argue that like going to HR in that type of setting is also very nerve-wracking, and you're kind of deterred from doing so just because you don't want to wear that scarlet letter. Same as going to the principal.
Sure.
Same as telling any type of authority is crazy. Tommy Bechtold in the studio with us, the Golden Bachelor. Were you bullied as a child?
Hey, everybody. It's Tommy Bechtold, the Golden Bachelor, cryptocurrency enthusiast, lover of frozen custard, daddy's special little boy. And this is a tough one.
I can see why you were bullied.
I was massively bullied as a child and as an adult. This is tough because, you know, my tactic as a kid was to be in on the joke,
sure.
Right?
Like, yeah.
Oh, people are bullying me. I will be meaner to myself than any kid will be to me. And where that leads you at 41 years old is to rehab. So you have to, you have to make sure that this kid doesn't, you know, become too much of a punching bag. And what I did is I investigated into the home life of my friends and then I made it personal and I found the mockery ended real fast. Like, if they were making fun of me about my weight, I would point out their dad's gambling problem.
And be like, so you got personal real quick.
Be a little detective. Go too far, and then they'll never mess with you again.
that's one way to do it. Is retaliating really the answer? But of course, you have to stick up for yourself.
Yeah.
Shauna says, start scheduling as many play dates as you can with other kids that aren't bullies. Teach your son to not give them a big reaction. As much as he can minimize the emotional response, the better.
I think that's dead on. Like, honestly, not letting it get to you, it gets boring for bullies. Like, bullies,
they'll move on to somebody a little bit more vulnerable.
Yeah.
They want to get a reaction. We have a teacher weighing in. That's exactly who we want to talk to. This person says, as a former teacher, I would honestly teaching him to roast back is not going to help. It will just make things worse. My kid went through this a couple years ago. What worked for us was teaching him to just say okay and walk away. The bullies want a reaction, like you guys said. And when they don't get one, they usually move on to someone else. Also, document everything and keep bugging the school about it. Email the teacher, the principal, the counselor every time it happens because schools tend to take it way more seriously when there's a paper trail. Mm. Well said. I think I agree with that.
Yeah.
When there's a paper trail, then they get scared because now it's documented.
It's really tough because the more oxygen you give situations like this, then the more likely the bullies are to keep, you know, feeding into it. So it's like, it's especially with little kids, it's so hard because they, you know, they're so fickle. They're going to move on to something else or a new target quickly.
I don't know. As far as Pam's son, I don't know how much these... I would call these guys friends. Mm-hmm. You know, I get they're 9 and 10 years old. But like I said, it's one thing if you're doing it together. Mm-hmm. But once you start ganging up on just one person, I don't know, they're not really your friends anymore.
Correct.
Yeah.
Tell him to defend himself. This is a life lesson. All kids need to go through it. So when they grow up, they aren't mistreated and continue to tolerate bad behavior without even defending themselves. Also tell him that those aren't friends. Real friends don't bully each other. He needs to understand this now so when he's old enough, it doesn't impact him in worse ways. Kind of like what you were just saying.
Yeah, that's a great point.
I don't like this text and I don't agree with this text. I think a modest bit of bullying is good for character building. Just smile and laugh through it. And if you get make fun of, start making fun of yourself first. I think that can honestly lead to like self-hatred and self like resentment and not speaking nicely to yourself and treating your body in ways that you probably shouldn't. Like, Yes, I do think that like you should be able to take a joke and be in on a joke and learn to laugh at yourself, but to make fun of yourself, not for me. I'm good on that.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, your true friends, I have the same friend group that I had when I was 13 years old,
right.
And we are the first to make fun of each other, but we are also the first to lift each other up, and like that is what this kid is going to find, right? Like he's going to find the friends that like, yeah, they might make fun of each other a little bit, but at the end of the day, they're not trying to make his life worse. If his current friend group is just tearing him down all the time, you got to get him into something else. Get him in a karate class or something.
Right. And if you're in a room with them and they're tearing you down or like poking fun at you, and that's all fine and well, but if they're in a room without you and doing that, that's not a friend. They're the person in the room who's like, hey, you can't talk about him like that, but I can, type of thing.
That's correct.
Right.
Roasting without consent equals bullying. The school must take stronger action. Roasting back isn't really the solution, although I understand where the mom is coming from. But all in all, it just kind of sounds unacceptable, especially if the teachers and the counselors aren't going to do anything. You know, I'm sure they get these... you know, they get these phone calls all the time. What can you do? All right. That's a lot of messages coming in from this one today. Pam, thanks for your message. Pam from Marinacoit writing in about her 9-year-old son. So all in all, what's the best advice to tell her son?
Get really good at a jab and an uppercut, and and I would say, yes, look for the people in the kids' class that are nice kids. There are nice 9 and 10 year olds. You know, it's like if they're hanging out with a bunch of bullies, he's got to hang out with new friends.
Yeah.
He's young enough to make a new friend group. It's not going to completely destroy him socially.
Yeah, like one of our listeners said, you got to get him plugged into a new friend group who doesn't act this way. We're going to take a really quick break, you guys. The Bachelors for the 15th Annual Bachelor Auction tomorrow night are joining us in just a couple of minutes. Stay there. We're going to give you a chance to meet them. Plus, play the dating game on PXY Mornings.